Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to week 134 of the Healing Fountain. Right, it's been a funny old week energy-wise, hasn't it? But on Tuesday, we do have Global Love Day. And I'm going to bring Gary on in a second and find out what he's going to be doing. On May the 1st, thelovefoundation.com have a meditation every year. So what will you be doing on Tuesday? Are you there, Gary? I'm going to bring the inimitable Mr. Gary Moore.
Hi, Jane Christie.
Hiya.
Hello. Welcome to, yes, another edition of The Healing Fountain. And May 1st, what will I be doing? That is tomorrow, isn't it?
oh, it is, yeah. Yeah.
I am not sure. I haven't set any plans. I do know it's Beltane, and I wish a blessed Beltane to everyone. And it's May Day, whatever you want to call it, and it's a joyous time. I understand that.
Mm.
So what will you be doing?
So you can either meditate and send out the love all around the world, as they will be doing in many parts of the world tomorrow on Tuesday. Is it tomorrow? Or is it 31 days in April?
Well, that sounds lovely. I think I'll do that myself.
It's the first tomorrow. Well, what we can do is simply be love and let the love within your heart be the focus of your awareness throughout the day. and allow yourself to be accepting, forgiving, peaceful, joyful, and in harmony with yourself and life all around you. Just be. Allowing unconditional love to be your primary intention is the main idea, and if you find yourself also wanting to actually do something loving or share the day with others, we encourage you to come up with your own inspired creative ideas and expressions. So, in other words, you can do whatever you like as long as it's loving. Because scientists have decided now that at the base of the heart, there's a magnetic, electromagnetic piece of that which alters the electromagnetic waves of anything around you. And that's why.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, healing works on water, as scientists in Sweden have proven, by freezing the water crystals. And also, I believe it was in New York. I don't know if you've heard anything about this, Gary, but they got 4,000 people to meditate on peace, and the crime rate in that town, or in that city, actually dropped considerably while the people were meditating. 4,000 people meditated at once for peace. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have, and that's been proven scientifically many times already. I believe that was headed up initially by Dr. John Hagelin, the quantum physicist.
Mm.
He started that movement, and I love it how science and spirituality are coming together.
Yeah,
in that
with
area,
each other.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Right. And that things like that are being proven scientifically and medically. And such as, like you were talking about, the electromagnetic field of the heart. That field is much more powerful than any other electrical impulses in the body. And it's much more powerful than that of the brain. And it's really amazing to see how science is really beginning to prove this, scientifically.
Is it 1,000 times more powerful than the brain? I read somewhere, something like that, 1,000 times. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you take the, what do they call it, MRE, or the magnetic resonance, the scanning, the medical scanner that they use now.
Yeah.
It really picks up on that and really starts to show what that looks like on a diagram. And it looks sacred. It looks like sacred stuff, the heart field,
It's definitely
a fascinating time to be alive, and it's a fascinating time to see both science and spirituality, or clergy, or whatever you want to call them, coming together and finding common ground on this.
Finally.
Lovely. Yeah, exciting, yes.
It is really exciting. Anyway, we're going to bring Sheila on in just a few moments. She's going to be talking to us about cleansing the home with a crystal. Which crystal was it again? A quartz crystal. She's in the room with me, actually, because she only lives around the corner from me. So we've been having fun and games trying to get on Skype in the same room. We thought we might have a problem with the phone line, but that was okay. We've actually sorted it. So she's also going to be talking to us and doing a beautiful meditation to balance the chakras using crystals later on. But before she comes on, we're going to play a song by the Beatles, because they're only about 18 miles down the road from where we are when they were actually performing, when they actually were born, about 18 miles from here. So we're going to spin one of the Beatles. We're going to spin All We Need Is Love. And why not?
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. see. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Believe all you need is love, you know, but I don't believe that just saying it is going to do it, you know. I mean, I still believe in the fact that love is what we all need.
And it was for love. It was for love and bloody peace again, you know. It was a fabulous time.
I didn't know that was on the end of the track. That's a bit of a bonus. Anyway, John Lennon should be still here, don't you think? He was before his time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was way ahead of his time.
He's helping to get the new energies grounded. Anyway, we're going to bring Sheila on now. So, are you there, Sheila? Well,
yes.
I know you are. I can see you.
Good evening, everyone.
Sheila, hi. Welcome to the show. Wonderful to hear you.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I think it must be at least 3 years since I did the last one for you. So
it has been a while, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back. And you're going to talk about cleansing your space and cleansing your chakras and cleansing your home and et cetera with crystals, right?
It is, yes.
Does that work better? Is that more effective than Babbo?
Than what? Sorry?
Than Babbo.
More effective than what, Gary? Than what?
The cleanser, Babbo, like Comet or Ajax, and never mind.
All right.
I was making a terrible attempt at humor, okay?
I think we have different names for them here, Gary. Works much better, doesn't it, Sheila?
Definitely.
Okay, well, she's going to tell us about his shop first as well, aren't
mm-hmm.
you, Sheila?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Right. For anyone who doesn't know me, I am an holistic therapist and I've been doing therapies now for over 23 years. About 7 years ago, I decided to open a shop where I could do my therapies and maybe sell crystals, etc., just as a little extra. This turned out to be a mind, body and spirit shop. And at the time, I knew very little about crystals, And can I say that you never know it all, as so many new crystals are being found every day. I came across crystals about 12 years ago when my Reiki master brought a very large amethyst cathedral, which was just beautiful. I thought that she'd bought it for its beauty, but she told me that it had healing properties. As I'm known as a doubting Thomas, in other words, I need to see or to have things confirmed by trustworthy people before I believe. So I bought some crystals just for their beauty and the unusual shapes. So I thought, I didn't realise that these crystals were actually choosing me. So I had surrounded myself with crystals that were helping me to cleanse myself and to help me on my journey. I opened my shop and I had advice from friends who had been working with crystals for a number of years. For the first 2 weeks, I must say, I didn't feel very well, not realising that I was surrounded by about 50 different types of crystals and all of them doing their work. After this time, I started to feel wonderful, happy in myself. I found people were coming back who had bought the crystals with the stories of how the crystal or crystals they had bought had helped them. They didn't realise that the crystals had chosen them, not the other way around. When people come to the shop with a condition or a problem, I tell them to look at the crystals, and whichever crystals attract them, this is the one for them. Reading books that tell you what crystals you should use for this, that and the other doesn't always work. It's like tablets. You can take a tablet that works for you. Someone else can take the same tablet and it doesn't work for them. So crystals choose you. Anyway, that's a little bit about the shop. I teach Reiki, Indian head massage, opiate candling, and also crystal healing, as well as doing other treatments. And one of the things that I found lately that people have come into the shop about is changes that are happening in their homes. It may be that electrical equipment is switching on when there's no one there. Or they're waking up and during the evening, or night time I should say, from sleep, feeling that there's a weight either on the body or holding them down by the legs. And more and more over the last few weeks, people have been coming into the shop asking if there's anything they can use. One of the things I did come across a number of years ago was house cleansing or personal space cleansing. And this is by using a large clear quartz crystal, about 4 to 5 inches in length, with a point at one end. This is known as a single terminator, and a reasonable thickness in diameter, so you can hold it in your hand. Always cleanse your crystal, either with running water, or you can do it with Reiki, or pass it through a flame incense, but please don't use salt water. It does harm the crystals. When it says salt, it means salt quartz, not sea salt. Program your crystal by just asking it to work with you. Don't ever tell it to do this, that or the other. Ask it if it will work with you. Cleanse any unwanted energies from the house or wherever is by using this crystal. Here are a couple of tips. If you're cleansing all through the house, then finish by drawing a figure of eight in the centre of each room with the crystal as you clear and as you're going along. This seals and protects the space. Always remember to protect yourself. Everyone has their own little protection, maybe a bubble, maybe a cloak, maybe violet flame, or in some cases people are now using Merkabahs. So to ground yourself, as I said, imagine roots as well, coming from your feet, going right down into Mother Earth. If you're upstairs, no matter how many stories, think of the roots going all the way from your feet, all the way down through all those levels into the earth. And then saying, grounded between heaven and earth. To continue now with actually cleansing, depending on the houses, I know maybe in the States and other places you're in apartments. We're in this country, not only apartments, but you're in houses, bungalows, whatever. So just think yourself when you're doing this where you would start. This, for example, is in a house that's upstairs and downstairs. Always open a window to allow the stagnant energy to exit. Alternatively, if you haven't got a window, dispose of such energy with a violet flame visualization or a large amethyst cluster. Start in the center of the room you are cleansing. Just stand there. If purifying the whole house, start in an upstairs room and work in a methodical manner throughout the house, always finishing at the main entrance. When coming down the stairs, always cleanse the stairs before moving on to the back of the house, as any unwanted energy can go back up the stairs if you have not already cleansed. So you hold a clear quartz crystal in your right hand. Visualize yourself surrounded by a protective cocoon of brilliant white light. Focus, center, and ground yourself. Take several deep connecting breaths and begin the cleansing, balancing energy of this brilliant white light drawn through your crown chakra and down through your body until you feel the energy flowing strongly throughout your entire body. Check to make sure the energies are flowing freely and strongly. Send these energies of clearing, balancing harmony out of the point of your crystal quartz, slowly filling the entire room. You can use a sweeping motion over the whole space or direct the energy towards the areas that your intuition tells you are more stagnant. Your intuition will tell you when the process is complete. It may take several minutes or even seconds, or even up to an hour, depending on the negativity and disharmony of the space. Close, seal and protect the space with, as I've mentioned before, the figure of eight drawn in the centre of the room. And you do this through the earth, not on the floor. So you continue then from room to room. If there's any cupboards, closets on the corridors, do those as well and close the door after each one. Coming down the stairs or the hallways, doing your cleansing, and continue then down the stairs in each of the rooms, continue to the main entrance. Always start at the furthest upstairs room or the furthest downstairs room if you've only got one level, and continue all the way through. Check to make sure that you have once more focused, centered, grounded and protected. Cleanse your crystal with clear running water. This can be mineral water or tap water. If at any point you can get to a waterfall or a fast running stream, bearing in mind to make sure that you do anchor your crystal, because otherwise you don't want it to be taken away by the water. Put your crystal away for next time. That is your house cleansing and your self cleansing. When we do the meditation for the chakras, I want you to bear in mind that when I do teach crystal healing, also included is the chakra balancing. Everyone has their own way of doing the chakra balancing with crystals. This is my way, which I have found to work very well. Some people teach that you should always use red crystal for the base chakra, orange crystal for the sacral, and so on. I don't do this. As I've said previously, crystals choose you, and they know which ones I needed were. So before I start, I just want to explain what I would do. I use a pendulum, and I've asked the pendulum just to move for yes and stay still for no. I don't believe in making it complicated for the crystal, as I just ask it if it would work with me. You can get confused if you ask it to move right, move left, rotate this, rotate that. Just keep things simple. So the first
Well, it's an amazing description of what crystals are all about. And I love what you said about let the crystal choose you and don't necessarily adhere yourself to what the purpose of the crystal is based on something you've read or something like that, but allow your inner self to dictate that. And I totally agree with that as well. Is anyone there? Hello?
I think they can't hear you at the moment, Sheila. Has your little plug come out?
No. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, we can, yes.
Oh, there she is. Now you're back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you hear the bit about the chakras? Hello?
Gary, did you hear the bit about the chakras? Because I'm in the same room.
No, we didn't get that. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, just repeat that, please.
Okay. So you've got all the one about the house cleansing and your protection.
Yes, we could hear the house cleansing.
Yeah, right. But this is just information so that when I do the chakra balancing, you're understanding where I'm coming from. Because when I do teach the crystal healing, I also teach about chakra balancing. And I know that many people do their own forms of crystal chakra balancing. Some people teach that you should always use a red crystal for the base chakra, an orange crystal for the sacral, and so on. But I don't. As I said, crystals choose you, and they know which ones are needed. So before I use the crystals, I explained that I have a pendulum. And this pendulum is programmed to move for yes and to stay still for no. I don't believe in making it complicated for the crystal, as it just asks it to work with me. You can get confused if you ask it to move right, move left, rotate, whatever. Just keep it simple. So I start by placing lots of different crystals on a table or a trolley or tray, whatever you happen to have in the room with you. Holding my right hand over, or you can use your left hand, whichever you wish, and holding the pendulum in your left hand, hovering over each crystal, and you go to each crystal, and if it moves, you move it to one side and continue over the rest of the crystals. You could end up with four crystals for the base chakra. But then you'll just go over those four until you get a good reading of maybe one of them. If two of them, then put the two on the base chakra. And you continue up all the way like that until you've completed all the crystals on the chakras. So that's just giving information on how we've ended up with the different crystals on the chakras. As I said, you may not get a red one on the base chakra, but when you read into that particular crystal that's there, it will be the correct one for it. But for the meditation, when I do it, we will actually be using red, orange, yellow, and so on up the chakras. So that's just some information for you all.
Wow, thank you, Sheila. So get your crystals ready. Because in a little while, Sheila's going to be doing the crystal balancing meditation. Excuse me. And right now we're going to do a healing guardian angel video. So we've posted a link in the chat room. So if you'd like to click on the link and pull up your player and pause right. the volume.
So everyone, click the link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, put a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And then Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us all and get things started. So we'll wait for the hearts. We'll allow a few seconds here for the hearts to show up. The heart.
Okay, my heart's in there. Have you fallen off, Gary? You still there? I can't hear
you.
Here
come
the
hearts. Hold on.
Oh, you're there.
Just a moment. Allow just a couple of seconds for the hearts to come up here. Here they come.
And I'll get over to the switchboard and cue the music.
All right.
So I'm going to do the countdown now. So I'll count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Right now, it's time to light our candles. We light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. So I've lit my incense and my candle. We also light our candles because it represents spirit, the beautiful light of spirit, and represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles if they wish. And we light our candles for peace on earth, peace in the body, peace in the body makes it so that we are healed. There's no dis-ease when we have peace. The incense has cleansed the atmosphere so that we can now invite the angelic realm. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We ask for the assistance of the Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. And wherever you are in the world, and whatever time zone you are in, we're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm. And we ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. Thank you. And now we'd like to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now
in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on Earth, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I want you now to be relaxed and imagine all the crystals being placed on each of your chakras. I want you to imagine rich roots coming up from Mother Earth, and from this a strong set curving up to your base chakra. On this stem, I want you to see a beautiful red bud. Now watch as the bud opens petal by petal into a beautiful red flower. This flower can be an exotic flower or whatever flower you want it to be. Now watch as the stem continues up to your chakra, sacral chakra, and see a beautiful orange bud. And watch as it opens into a beautiful orange flower. Maybe you can smell the perfume from this flower. Now watch as the stem continues up to your solar plexus. You will see a beautiful yellow bud. And watch as it opens petal by petal into a beautiful yellow flower. The stem continues up to the heart chakra. And again, you will see a beautiful green and pink bud. As it opens petal by petal, you will see that the edges of the flower are green, with the inside a beautiful pink. In the centre, you may see a beautiful rose quartz. The stem continues up to the throat chakra, and a beautiful blue bud is there. And as it opens again, petal by petal, very slowly, into a wonderful blue flower, maybe a bluebell or an iris or whatever your favourite flower may be. The stem is continuing up to the third eye chakra, where a purple bud has appeared. It's now opening into the most magnificent purple flower. Maybe it has a beautiful amethyst crystal in its centre. The stem carries on up to the crown chakra, where a beautiful white bud is. And again it starts to open its petals, one by one, very slowly, into the most wonderful flower you can imagine. And again, its centre could hold a beautiful quartz crystal. I want you now to just relax and listen to the music for a few moments. We will close the chakras down. I want you now to go to the crown chakra and watch as the beautiful white flower closes petal by petal until it is tightly closed, leaving that beautiful white bud. on the stem. Follow the stem down to the third eye chakra. And there, the beautiful purple flower closes petal over petal until, again, it's closed tight. Now you go down to the throat chakra, beautiful blue flower, watching again as the petals fold over each other as though in slow motion until they are tightly closed. You then go down to the heart chakra, where that beautiful green and pink flower has started to close petal by petal. All this time you can smell the beautiful perfume from these beautiful flowers. Following down the stem to the solar plexus, there the yellow flower has started to close. And as you watch the petals folding over each other, as though in slow motion, until it's tightly closed. Again, follow the stem down to the sacral chakra, and there the beautiful orange flower starting to close, petal by petal. Make sure this is tight and low. Finally, go to the base chakra, and again watch as the red flower starting to close petal by petal very, very tightly, leaving the scent floating in the air. Follow the stem down to where it joins the root, which continues down into Mother Earth. Just feel the energy coming up. And when you're ready, open your eyes. If you've been lying, or if you've been sitting, make sure that you're grounded, your feet are touching the ground. Gently come back to now.
only I was the one and didn't have to go away. If only I was the one and I could turn around and say, if only those words, they haunt me so, so lonely without you. I don't know what I'll do. If only I was the one and hadn't got to go away. If only I was the one and I could turn around and say that today is the day that I realize all decisions have their
song was by Richard Keogh called Angel of the Stars, and the meditation music was by him as well. And we want to thank Sheila for the beautiful meditation. If there's any questions in the chat room, I'm sure she'd be only too pleased to come on and answer them. And we're not going to close the chakras because Sheila's already done that, but we're going to play a track by Eva Cassidy, one of my favourites.
Walked in fields of gold.
The beautiful Fields of Gold, Tina Cassidy. Very popular in the chat room, that one.
Thank you.
Can you clap for me later, Gail?
It comes complete with a round of applause.
I know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And next week, we have Wendy Snake Lady, and she's going to be doing readings for anyone who calls in. And it should be surely an interesting program then as well. But
wonderful.
We're going to do another track by Richard Keogh, because last week we made such a mess of the tracks when they were uploaded. They got all mixed up. So we're going to...
they kind of got mislabeled or something. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Something happened. It was
wonderful that he left us with such wonderful music. And I want to thank Richard again for doing that.
Yes, and we've still got loads of it on the switchboard. And he does sell his CDs to finance his animal sanctuary because he has horses that he looks after. And so he does need to raise money for the horses because any that he gets a chance to get, he takes them in because, you know, he just loves horses. Okay, so... And this is one of his lovely songs, a nice bright one. You can dance on your bottoms to this one. It's called She Danced on the Water.
I'll dance on me bottom.
Yeah, me too.
Yet she looked so familiar in her dreamlike way, but She was as real as the night is today. We walked down to the water. Yeah, won't you tell me of your ways? Yeah, I will love you all my days. Before I could move, she walked out off the edge. All I could do was just hold my breath. She didn't sink, she just smiled back at me, and she danced on the water. She held out her hand and said, join me right now. Fear overtook me, and I said, but how? If I walk out with you, I'll sink down in the depths and be lost to the water. She said, can't you see? This is your test. Will you follow your heart or listen to your head? For I am the love that will set your heart free. Come and dance on the water. My legs felt like lead and they just wouldn't move. But this beautiful lady was too good to lose. So I stepped from the bank and I reached for her hand. And we danced on the water. Yeah, won't you tell me of your ways? Yeah, I will love you all my days. Early one morning, just after the sun had risen to say that the day had begun. They sent out a party to see where I'd gone. All they found was the water. So where am I now? Well, I just couldn't say. But if you see me dancing on water your way, it may be to you that I call out and say, come and dance on the water.
Well, that's after you've danced on your bottoms, dance on the water. I love that one. It's great, that track, isn't it?
It's quite lovely, really. Yes.
Richard Keogh, Dance on the Water. Or she danced. She danced on the water anyway. Fabulous track. Right, yes. Then. So we need to just mention to everybody about meditating, because we've got to meditate every day to raise our vibrations and have no fear of all the big changes that are happening in the world. Think of it as a big process of washing away the old ways. And as you meditate and as the walls come tumbling down, you will see that they are the walls that have kept us imprisoned all these years. Wow. Can't wait. I know. We need to get it done with, don't we? All these big
shifts. And it's amazing what happens when we meditate. I love to meditate. I like to do it several times a day. And it's amazing how when we just get quiet, how the feelings, how our vibrations naturally wish to just elevate on their own, you know. Much like a cork in a bathtub, if you will. They simply just want to elevate on their own. And when we get quiet and get out of our own way and allow them, and it's quite an alchemical process, and it's quite wonderful. And not only do I do it, I love to do it, and the more I do it, the more I love it, and the more I recommend it. So.
Me too. Yes, I meditate every day, and it's just great. And as Melchizedek was saying, Drumbelow Melchizedek was saying, that we haven't to wait until the second big wave that's going to be coming after the first one, which will take down the internet. As soon as that happens, when the internet is taken down, we must go into our heart chakra and raise our vibration by meditating in order to survive all the big changes. So we haven't to wait till the second, till the third and fourth. The fourth one, he thinks, is going to be the pole shift in December. We must start, going into raising our vibration straight away after the first one that takes out the internet.
Yes, don't wait. Do it now.
No, yeah. So we are in the groove of ascension, which I wrote a song about, and I don't often play my songs on here, and I want to apologise to Richard for the poor sound quality that we get on Skype, because it wobbles up and down and in and out, and so that's why I don't play mine very often, but I might as well, since we're talking about ascension, just give this one a spin. Here's for ascension. Thank you for listening to that one. That was yours truly. If you want any music, thanks, Gary. If you want any music by Richard, he's on angelman.co.uk, and you can order his tracks there. And I'm looking forward to next Sunday, Sheila, and you, because next Sunday we have Sheila and Richard coming round to do an angel day. So if you can fly over, Gary, you're most welcome.
Well, I may just do that without an airplane, you know.
Yeah, get on your Merkava.
Right. Just don't double park it when I get there, that's all.
No, that's it. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and thank you once again to Sheila for the beautiful information and the fabulous meditation, balancing the crystal chakras. If you actually tuned in late and you missed it, you can catch that in archives.
And I wish to encourage everyone to please visit Sheila's website. And she is at www.shebercrystals.co.uk. That's shebercrystals.co.uk.
Yes, you can see all her crystals online there and order them online, can't they?
Thank you very much for that, Gary.
Yes, thank you, Gary. I'm slipping up here, aren't I? I'm so busy queuing Sheila's favourite song, because this is another one you can dance on your bottoms to. Don't forget, tune in next week. We have Wendy Snake Lady. And Sheila just loves this ABBA dancing queen. So we're going to play out with this one so you can all dance on your bottoms
and
to this
one.
And
thank you so much, Sheila. Your meditation was absolutely delicious, and I wanted to say that. Thank you for being on with us again.
Thank you for having me here.
And thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Jan Christie. Thank you, everyone.
We will
see you in the garden and have a beautiful Beltane tomorrow.
Yeah,
much love and many blessings.
Yeah, Beltane. It'll be Beltane, won't it? Have a lovely meditation tomorrow as well on Love Day, Global Love Day. Okay, so goodbye and God bless from us. Signing out with Dancing Queen, ABBA.
And as we say in Lakota, Doksha ake wachia kink telo.
Pardon?
Again, I will see you.